show. Is it a sandwich? If I called a hot dog a sandwich, do you think that you'd be fine with it? If not, then why? Let's bust this wide. Mary, Carrie, Kelly, Matt, oh my, is a sandwich? Well, let's decide.
Today we continue our discussion, diving deep into the mysteries of one of the two all-powerful forces that make up the Reese Peanut Butter Cup. The outcome of the immovable chocolate meeting the unstoppable peanut. Today, on Order Up.
Ooh. That would make a good, like dramatic commercial for yes. Reese's Peanut Butter Cup. Remember this, like, 90s Calvin Klein, like, obsession? Like, I can feel like Reese's Peanut Butter. Yeah. We can get it going. It is episode 5 of season 8 of Order Up. Thank you, listeners, for tuning in. I am here, as always, with Matt, with Mary, with Carrie. Friends, episode 5, have our opinions changed on what we think peanut butter is? Matt is already shaking his head.
Nope, still think it's a non-Newtonian fluid.
Our scientist in the group.
That was one of my high school ska bands. Hard to write that on the flyers. Carrie, Mary?
I'll let Carrie go first because I have some rules. Again.
Oh God, Mary and her rules. I'm still going solid. I understand the theory behind Matt's non-Newtonian fluid business. I understand that there's different kinds of peanut butter and the like, maybe the more organic that's a little bit more oily and you have to mix it. But ultimately, I feel in my soul that it is solid. Deep within my soul.
Before Mary answers, I will say I'm still on team solid, but I'm peeking over the fence.
Oh, a scandal.
Okay, I don't know. Okay. The last episode, your husband confused me, Carrie.
He's a very confusing man. Just think of what it's like to live here.
Mm-hmm. All right, Mary, how are you feeling?
And again, people are just going to have to listen to the episode with Carrie's husband. He kind of moved me to the other side. I don't think I'm in solid land anymore. I think I'm thinking more and more it's a liquid.
Oh, interesting.
Well, he'll never. Next time on the season finale, Mary may have a new answer and change the game. This is very dramatic.
Very exciting.
I mean, you know, and so we'll see. We'll see what it is. But, you know me, I'm very stubborn. So the fact that a guest has sort of changed me is things are
impressive.
Changing.
Yes. Wow. All right. Wow. I like this. All right. Yeah. Well, speaking of dramatic, Matt, do you have any dramatic peanut facts for us today?
Yeah. Well, I mean, there's lots of fears in this world. I mean, I'm afraid of heights. You know, it always makes me very nervous. But I mean, realistically, how often am I going to go very high? But a real fear, a fear that is likely to be encountered, is arachidophobia. It's a rough one. But that is the fear of peanut butter being stuck on the roof of your mouth.
Oh,
comes from the Greek word arachi, meaning ground nut, butter, which is butter. I mean, that one's obvious. And we all know where phobia comes from. But this is a very true, real phobia, and also a thing that dogs are really into. it's often tied to childhood trauma or food allergies, and it can cause sweating, heart palpitation, blurred vision. It even trigger nausea in a person suffering from an attack, thinking they're choking to death.
Oh, my.
That being said, the treatment must be really rough because it's often treated with aversion therapy and behavioral therapy to remap thinking and reactions. So I could not imagine deliberately sticking peanut to the top of my mouth.
Huh.
Not only the source of inspiration for the next Saw movie, peanuts and their shells are multi-talented. They are used in a variety of tasks ranging from kitty litter, wall boards, animal feed, paper, and even in a pinch, fuel for power plants.
Wow.
Yeah, their high caloric value in the peanut means their bird shells give off a ton of energy. Literally, one ton of peanut shells produces megawatts, hours of electricity. And in a scarce economy, that means the price of peanut shells have gone up. Formerly waste, the farmers couldn't give away. It is now $35 for a ton of peanut shells.
Wow.
So, yeah. So that's the amazing uses of peanuts.
I like this. I would never have thought they were that versatile. But if I was allergic to peanuts, I wouldn't be using it in my wallboards.
No kidding.
That would be, because I used to be allergic to nuts and to peanuts. And I would, you know, I would react on the subway if people cracked open shells or at a ball game. Yeah. I'd have to kind of go far away. Mary, are you like that? Like, does the smell of it trigger anxiety?
No, what it does is it gives me a migraine.
Oh.
And then I go, there's a peanut in our midst.
Like a bloodhound. She's a detective.
You know, but I can tell you, and I'm also allergic to shrimp. And I'm not, if anyone put peanut butter on shrimp, that would be bad. But I was out to dinner with a friend who's allergic to shrimp, and I am too. But I wanted to see if it really was shrimp. So like an idiot, I picked up the shrimp in my hands and like sort of cut. Because if you break it apart, you can see, is it chicken or is it shrimp?
Oh,
and my hands started to swell. So I have to be really careful when it comes to like touching. So I'm not, you'll never see me like with a peanut butter mask before bed or, you know, if the dog, God forbid, gets, you know, it's tomato juice you put on a dog if it gets.
Yes.
But if anyone got gum in their hair, I wouldn't be putting peanut butter in their hair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's wild. I love that. And for anyone listening saying, how can you grow out of a peanut allergy? It doesn't seem to be possible. Apparently, it's an incredibly small percentage of people. So it's not totally unusual. But I don't have a fear of it being stuck to the roof of my mouth. But I will say, it was like a 3-month process to test if I really was not allergic anymore. The last of which was a doctor supervised peanut butter snack.
Oh my.
And it was on a spoon. I had to put it in my mouth and eat it. I could not move my arm for the life of me. The doctor had to push my hand into my mouth.
Oh, yeah.
So I could try it, but I can eat it now. And it's delicious. You guys are right. It's very yummy. Anyways. All right. That's your science facts for the day, friends. Let's get into it. It is time for episode 5 of season 8 of Order Up.
Hey, Mary, who's our guest today?
Well, our guest is an American actress and author. Beginning her career at the age of 12, she's a Lifetime Achievement Award honoree, and she's best known as Nellie Olson on Little House on the Prairie. She's an activist. She's also an author. She wrote the amazing book that I read cover to cover called Confessions of a Prairie Bitch. That actually also has a one-person show. She is an icon in France. Everybody, put your heads together. Put your hands together for the amazing Alison Arngrim.
I just want to say, you know, some people, the resume will say began career. I got Little House at 12. I was gainfully employed from the age of 5 on. I still got since 1967. I just didn't get steady work to Little House.
Well, I'm a huge fan, and one of the best experiences of my life on another show that I did was Alison Arngrim was in my living room. And she watched Little House on the Prairie with my children.
Oh.
It was amazing to watch their reaction to nasty Nellie Olson. So that's the highlight of my life.
Okay, Can I just jump in? Because I've been listening to this stuff here. Okay. Yeah. Peanut butter is a liquid because according to the ASTM D4359-90 standard, peanut butter is a liquid. It is a liquid according to Scientific American. It is a liquid according to the Research Department of Iowa State University. And it is a liquid according to the TSA, who will take it out of your bag. It's a liquid. Every scientific source, university, and government entity identifies peanut butter as a liquid.
Oh,
and
my.
It's going, wait, but it's so thick. How is it thick? Because it is a non-nutritious liquid.
Matt. Oh, my God.
Thank you, Matt.
Okay. I think episode five. So there you go.
Allison is the first of our guests, I think, of any season who has done this kind of in-depth research. And we are here for it. So thank you, Allison. Oh, my gosh.
And if you don't like Matt, you can go ask Iowa State University Professor of Thermal Science, Ted Heindel. He's a mechanical engineer who studies food, who says it is a freaking liquid. There's like an entire paper on it. And,
God.
It's a non-Newtonian fluid, which does not flow as easily as other fluids.
Wow.
But, of course, it flows when force is applied, such as spreading it on bread. And as we all know, if you warm, also, if you buy that horrible Laura Scudder, like organic stuff for the organic stuff in the store, you have to mix the oil and it's better for you. It's disgusting. It's completely liquid, which totally sucks.
It's so gross.
Oh my God. I'm even more of a fan. And another credit, Allison Arger is adjunct faculty at the University of Iowa in peanut butter.
Apparently, I didn't know that.
Okay, I'm kind of starting to look over the fence. I'll just say. I'm getting on a ladder. I'm glancing above. Wow.
Yeah. I feel like episode six might be our most dramatic season enter yet.
I think so. We're going to have a lot of shifting. So we know Allison's view on this. It's definitely a liquid. That's our main question. So we're just going to, so Kelly, you keep that in your back pocket for our tally.
I'm making a note.
And I get to be the lucky one who gets to ask you the rest of the questions. So
awesomeness.
Miss Allison, the first question is, do you even like peanut butter? Why or why not?
You can see me. It's just like there's I have my giant jar of Skippy Super Chunk, which is remarkably solid and contains solid peanuts. So really iffy. Here, right. It doesn't go anywhere. But I have my extra chunky Skippy Super Chunk, which is the only thing I will eat.
Sorry, what is it? Extra chunky?
Extra chunky Skippy Super Chunk. Is the
Super Chunk.
And they call it extra crunchy Super Chunk as opposed to the Skippy Creamy.
Okay.
Wow.
She came with props. She came with her peanut butter to the interview, and I love this. This is great.
It's good because the first ingredient is peanuts. Now, that might not seem like a big deal. And you Canadians have food rules about what the put in your food. It's probably normal. But in America, we sometimes sell things that the first ingredient is sugar or oil. And nobody thinks that's a problem. And there are other brands, peanut butter, the first ingredient is sugar, or the first ingredient is corn syrup, or God knows what else. This is peanuts, and then sugar, and then oil. And then that's and then there's some salt and stuff.
Is the Skippy the one with the peanut on the top when you open the jar?
No.
What's that?
I don't know. That sounds fancy.
That's Jif.
Is it Jif? I can't. We'll have to Google. We have to Google because I know there's one when you open the jar, there's a little peanut right on the top. She's drinking her peanut butter. It's going to take a while. It's going to take a while because it's a liquid, but it's a slow liquid. Okay.
I go to Costco and buy two or more jars at a time.
Oh, my gosh. So it's part of your life. Peanut butter's part of your life.
They have a closet.
So, Allison, despite the fact that you were working from the age of five, and I assume were tutored on set, I don't know if you went to regular school at some point?
I did sometimes because if I was in that episode, I was on set and the teacher's on set and mm-hmm. they had a room where 4 hours work, 3 hours yeah. school, more rest recreation. But if I wasn't in a couple episodes, then I went back to my regular school. So
you know, I don't know if it was like that back then. I don't think it was. But nowadays, I have little kids. Peanut butter is banned in most schools or because of all the allergies. So thinking back to when you were a kid in school, what is a food that you wish had been banned back then?
Oh, God. Yeah. Yeah. Because like back then, like you occasionally, I mean, I knew someone who was allergic to peanuts. You would meet one or two people mm-hmm. in a school out of like 1,000 who like had a peanut allergy. And there was always somebody who had a nut allergy, which mm-hmm. wasn't necessarily peanuts mm-hmm. because they are a legume. On you again with that. But yeah, people were allergic to peanuts, and so you'd be careful. But I would have starved to death because when I was five, when I was very little, went to school, I would literally only eat chunky peanut butter on Pepperidge Farm bread with the crust cut off. That'd be the nice, that Wonder Bread stuff. That'd be the nice from Pepperidge Farm with the crust cut off. And I literally wouldn't eat anything else. I mean, maybe there'd be a piece of fruit or something in the lunch. Mm-hmm. But I kind of lived on peanut butter for a couple of years. Just mm-hmm. like mac and cheese, salad, peanut butter. It's like that. It's like it. Real food? No. So I was like, have stuff banned. We had some really, it was weird because you, the thing about they're serving healthy food in the cafeteria wasn't a thing yet. So mm-hmm. we had like hot dogs, hamburgers, burritos, fish mm-hmm. sticks. These were like totally normal. Yeah. Peanuts. They could have banned meat. I mean, I was a meat eater then. I only do chicken and fish now. But if they banned meat when I was in elementary school, I wouldn't have noticed because whatever they were serving and saying was beef, we don't know what it actually was. I could have been banned. The mystery meat. Yeah.
The mystery meat. So we heard from you about your crunchy peanut butter. This question is smooth or crunchy? I know you like the crunchy. Do you exclusively eat the crunchy?
Pretty much. And when I was younger, it was like, you know, you're talking about like weird sensation and phobias. The creamy one, I was like, again. New liquid. I needed that non-Newtonian crunchy thing. But I sometimes, because there's these little porta packs. I know way too much about peanut butter. There's these little porta packets you can get in the supermarket, little tiny things, little dip thing of peanut butter that you can throw in your luggage, which with me with the travel and the thing and needing snacks and food to keep up, I discovered are quite good. They do only come in creamy, but they're good. They're very thick. They're creamy. Mm. So I will eat creamy in a pinch, but generally it's crunchy or nothing.
Yeah, I like the crunchy, and I never buy it. My son is a very picky eater as well and really subsists on peanut butter still. We did, when we went to the States, we did get those little container ones because they're an easy snack for him to deal with. But I love the crunchy, and I never get it. You know, mama needs her crunchy.
Yeah. Peanut butter brands in Canada now. Do you have Skippy? No, I think you have.
We have Kraft. No. Kraft.
Yeah, Kraft. We make everything kind of Kraft.
Yeah.
We have Jif.
Peter Pan.
Pretty good. It's not as good as Skippy, and it has too much sugar in it. But it's sugar in it. But other than that, I don't know. That's right. You're Canadians.
We're mostly Canadian here.
I'm not an American. I am dual.
Dual with what? Canadian, American, and
my entire family are Canadian. I just had an anchor baby. I got born here.
Yeah. Well, if you ever come north, you must call us, and we will entertain you. Yes. So this is a very weird question, especially for the one who may have been a picky eater. These are real things that Kelly found online, and we would like to know if you had to choose. Would you rather eat a peanut butter pickle sandwich or a peanut butter and sriracha sandwich?
Tough call. Now, one hand, I love pickles. And those of you who watch your Little House in the Prairie episodes know that while pregnant with the twins, postman caught me eating pickles and ice cream. And I was eating a giant kosher dill in an ice cream cone, and I got in trouble and then was caught like mere minutes later, another episode, and also hiding in the pantry, dipping a giant kosher dill into a pot of maple syrup.
Oh.
So I have eaten pickled ice cream and pickled some maple syrup, and they're freaking good.
Huh.
It has to be like a night really good pickle and good maple syrup, good ice cream, but a good Canadian maple syrup and a good kosher dill pickle. Bang. You can totally eat that. So pickles, I'll eat with anything. So we have that. Now I like spicy food. So sriracha, I got a bottle of the fancy little red sub of the dragon. Mm-hmm. So we do like the spicy food. Hot, spicy peanut butter. Not sure. However, I'm a giant weirdo when it comes to the peanut butter and don't like to mix it.
Right.
Anything. I don't eat peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. Which in America makes me like a communist. Like I can get around. peanut butter and jelly is a staple of people. They even sell peanut butter and jelly together in a jar, like a swirly. Mm-hmm. Like, I will not eat peanut. It's usually grape is the standard. So like, I don't eat peanut butter and jelly. I don't like mix. And I have friends who eat peanut butter and banana sandwiches. Mm. I want to jump out a window when I see that. Peanut butter and marshmallow cream. Do you know that French people think we all eat marshmallow cream over here? If you go to the foreign food aisle in the supermarket in Paris or anywhere in France, they have like some British stuff. They have all the Mexican things. They have Chinese food. But in the foreign food aisle in the American section, they have peanut butter and they have marshmallow fluff.
Oh, my God.
I think that like this is a staple of our diets.
Wow.
What do you think of it? So, I don't like marshmallow cream with my peanut butter, the fluff and utter sandwich. I had friends who swore by it were raised.
Oh, it was so good when I could eat peanuts. In Boston, that's what we ate. Oh,
yes. Boston French. Oh, yeah. Fluff and nutter. I'm like, yeah. So I don't eat peanut butter with marshmallow or with, I don't, and here, yeah, you're just talking about Reese's. I'm sorry. I'm evil. I don't like Reese's peanut butter cups. Because it's mixed. It's mixing a thing.
Right.
So I'm a big weirdo who likes my chocolate pure, my peanut butter pure, so I won't mix them. But if I was going to mix peanut butter with something, that both of those sound better because the others are all cloyingly sweet.
Right.
I consider my peanut butter a liquid and savory, a savory item, not a sweet item. So I could mix it with pickles or sriracha. I'm probably going to go do that right after I get a pickle. You want me to go to the kitchen right now and get a pickle? Do you, Jeremy?
Go.
Do it. Yes. Yeah.
It's right there. Hang on. Two seconds.
Okay. So there's breaking news. There is breaking news on Order Up. Allison Arngrim has just left our interview. She's rushing to her kitchen. She's getting a pickle. And she's going to come back live here on Order Up and mix the two together. This is, has never happened on our show.
This is my sensory stuff. I can't.
While she's gone, I will mention that peanut butter on top thing, Carrie. That was a Canadian brand called Squirrel. Which had the peanut on top.
Oh my God. Okay, breaking news again. She has sriracha and she has pickles.
I have dill, kosher dill, and I have kosher oval dill.
So my.
Oh my gosh. I'm very excited.
Okay, this is so exciting.
You need bread, though, don't you? She's got to make a sandwich.
You know what? If she wants
maybe she's dipping. Oh my goodness.
See, that scares me too, because if she dips.
There's a plate. We have a plate. We have a knife. Okay.
And a spoon and stuff here.
Wow.
I don't know.
Allison is taking one for the team.
Yeah.
And I sorry, because I was kind of my stomach. I wasn't feeling that well earlier, so it's probably really bad idea.
Okay.
Going above and
beyond. We've got peanut butter. She's taking the peanut butter.
All right.
On a plate here. A little peanut butter on a plate. Okay, great.
Okay.
It's very good. And it's warm in here, so it's a liquid today. Yes. Okay. Now, spread some on the plate here. Now. Is this truly sriracha? It is. It's sriracha hot chili sauce. This is sriracha.
Okay. All right. Okay.
We're putting that on the other side, though.
Yeah. Listeners, she's putting this together on the plate. I feel like I'm doing a play-by-play of a Yankee game or something.
Is it classic oval, like the pickle slice, or the whole pickle? What do you think? Let's try. We'll do one of each.
One of each. I love this.
Like a hamburger.
Yeah, a slice.
Yeah. I think a slice is good. Yeah.
Now, slice, but I also do have my beautiful full size. They're not the giant ones. They're the mid-size with a little kosher. Got all of it. A frickle of it. That's how they got me to pick up ice cream. I pickles all day. I'm like, sure. Okay.
You would. My daughter would love you because my daughter's obsessed with pickles right now.
I'm
obsessed.
They're not really good for you in excess. They are very high in sodium. So you have to.
I know. Ah, she's 14. Let her enjoy. Okay. Here we go.
All right. We're doing a pickle.
Here we go.
Bite of pickle.
Peanut butter.
Bite of peanut butter. Here we go.
All right. Just took a little more pickle with her peanut butter.
That's fine. The pickle kind of overpowers the peanut butter. I'm not sure.
Okay. Okay.
Okay.
Slice. A little peanut butter on the slice here.
Okay.
All right.
I'm doing like a... I think this
is real research happening here on Order
this
Up.
This is good. Live.
Nothing wrong with it, but the pickle really overpowers the peanut butter.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Good to know.
With a sip of water. Right. You're cleansing my palate because it's...
What a good sport Allison is. Okay.
Well, like I said, I'll eat pickles with anything, clearly. Right. And then I do love my peanut butter and I love sriracha sauce. And I didn't blink when they asked me to go eat that pickle maple syrup. I went, yes. I was like, right. So I guess I can do this. Now, this is sort of terrifying. It smells really good, the sriracha with the peanut butter.
So have sriracha on the peanut butter.
Yeah, the spoon okay. Sriracha on it.
All right.
It smells good. Okay.
Hey, listeners, she's trying. A bite has been had.
Oh,
that's great.
She, happy, really? Happy. Okay.
It's like Thai food.
Yes.
Yeah. Peanut butter satay with the buttery stuff on the chicken things and the nuts on the pad Thai.
Mm-hmm.
And the spicy. It's like Thai food.
Huh.
Okay.
I actually might have to find a recipe and make some kind of weird sauce involving peanut butter.
How do you not have a Food Network show, Allison?
Oh, I got the idea. Allison has a show. It's just pickles mixed with other stuff.
What can you eat with a pickle? The Allison, what can you eat with a pickle?
A pickle show. And there we go.
I love that.
I would tune in. Who wouldn't?
Okay, I got to tell you, the peanut butter and sriracha is a hit.
Okay.
Like, actually good. The peanut butter pickles is kind of a novelty. You don't really notice. They don't do anything for each other.
Yeah.
Sriracha. Now, wait. I'm dipping my pickle in sriracha.
Now we're dipping.
Wow, fabulous.
Oh.
We order up first, Allison. I don't think we've had anyone eat on the show.
Has anyone come on your show? No. You're talking about food. You haven't had anybody come on and eat anything on here?
No. You're a trailblazer. Okay.
This was delicious. Thank you. daring me to go insane and actually try that experiment because that was good. Okay. I mean, be careful if you're, the sriracha is really hot. But sriracha and peanut butter is freaking delicious. And the pickle and sriracha is quite good. The pickle and peanut butter. I don't know. You need a lot of peanut butter to balance the pickle. I have no idea.
All right.
Oh, my tap. There we go. My Wi-Fi is being weird. Oh, there I am. Okay.
While we're waiting for her to rejoin, 1 ton of peanut shells generates 1.25 megawatt hours of electricity.
Wow.
So it's... lots of juice.
Peanut juice. Nobody drinks peanut juice.
Oh, God.
That would be
the time. How come there's no peanut milk? There's cashew milk.
There is.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. There is peanut. Yeah. Peanut milk is a thing. Hey, there's all kinds of milk.
She's back.
Yeah. I decided to reload and go out and go in because it went my internet's. No, it's totally.
Blocked. Yeah. All right.
I don't know what that was. It just went weird.
I think it's because you ate peanut butter and sriracha.
You just broke the internet.
You broke the internet. Here we go.
I just freaked out. Oh, man.
That's fantastic. Well, we already know the answer to question number 5.
It's a liquid. Damn it.
So with that, listeners, Liquid is sneaking up to take over Solid's lead. I feel like next episode, what we have now of Solid being Solid is not going to be the case.
Like a non-Newtonian fluid, it's slowly moving over time.
Oh, God.
And as pressure is applied, it becomes more liquid as it becomes warmer. Like I said, it's a little warm in here. It's a little gooey. I'm saying, you know.
I love it.
You like the crunchy. I have a quick question. Sorry to interrupt. You like the crunchy, so you don't feel the peanuts are liquid. It's the peanut
right, the peanuts
it.
Themselves are solid, suspended in a non-Newtonian fluid.
Wow! See, it is a science. It's food and science. It's great.
We'd have to have another ska band called Solid Suspended in a non-Newtonian
fluid.
Pick it up.
But, one thing I'd love to find out, Allison, because I'm always curious to ask actors, what was craft services like on set, or what was crafty like? What were the food options on Little House?
It's so much better now. I mean, that's one of the things we weren't into things being healthy in the 70s. Mm-hmm. We're just starting that. The movement to eat more healthy kicked in the 60s. People started, sprouting things, making their own yogurt and eating stuff. But in the 70s, people were still eating a lot of junk. And on sets, and they were old school. They were these dudes who'd worked on Bonanza and followed Michael over. So in the mornings, like nowadays, going to set and you got your gluten-free option and all your muffins. No. We had donuts. We had donuts and we had bear claws and chocolate donut, and we had coffee. And I talk about coffee comes in several strengths, French strength, grip strength, and AA strength. Take the paint off your damn car. And we had put in the coffee. Your options were sugar and milk. Mm-hmm. There wasn't even like sweet and low packets. I mean, there was like nothing. Yeah. 14 and drinking coffee with like a lot of milk and sugar. All those kids start drinking coffee way too early. And we had donuts. Now at lunch, they got serious because at lunch, Michael wanted good food. Michael Landon loved good food. Mm-hmm. And he had grown up, not always had a lot of money. And he swore that when he got rich, he was like, I'm going to have steak and I'm going to have good food for me. So he had this company. I think they were ironically called Michael's Catering or Michael's of something. And this catering truck would come. Now in the studio office at Paramount, we went to the commissary, but in Simi Valley location, he had this fabulous catering truck come and had lunch, and they were freaking amazing. They did have a lot of meaty meat dishes, but like tri-tip and steak and things. And they always had a variety, so you could get like a chicken thing or whatever. And they had so many salads and so much food and so many vegetables and a big thing of ice cream. They were good. Yeah, so we had gourmet lunch. Paramount Commissary was kind of terrible. It's good now. The Paramount Commissary got a complete redo somewhere in the late 80s, early 90s. But in the 70s, they were jockeying for position with the school cafeteria. at the Paramount Commissary in the 70s. It was like that. They had some bad – it was like, do not get – the what was it? The cabbage and corned beef. Do not.
Ew.
It's they were dangerously bad. And so, yes, going back, did I eat peanut butter sandwiches? Yes, I brought my lunch a lot to the set when we were at Paramount because we didn't have a lot of time and the costumes, the makeup, and to go to all the way to the commissary to get generally terrible food, or the crew never ate. The crew went out to Astro Burger on the corner there in Melrose, and if your agent came to visit, you went to lunch at Nicodel's, the fancy restaurant. If you were on lot, you ate at the commissary, which was taking your life in your hands at that time. So I brought a peanut butter sandwich. I brought a brown paper bag. And so we ate a lot of that. But on location, we ate like kings. Absolutely. The catering and Simi was top drawer.
I love that. That is awesome. That's made me very hungry now.
And we had the ice cream. There's a big cooler full of dry ice and ice cream sitting up the hill. And you had to, like, at lunchtime, us kids ran like hell because there was only so much. There were fudgesicles and popsicles.
Ooh, yum.
And somebody would get there first, and the fudgesicles would go right away. Mm-hmm. And we left pop-ups, the little orange pop-up pushing things. And you'd run up the hill to try to get the fudgesicles. Food, we never had a problem with food on the show. That was really good,
Did you film in the summer in Simi?
Sadly, yes, they intensely worked on the summer because then we didn't have their 3-hour school.
Yeah.
And and we cranked it out in the summer. And as you know, in California, here in LA, it's hot July, August, September, October.
Mm-hmm.
So it was deadly in August, September. Mm-hmm. And we're all wearing those fabulous 1800s clothes with the petticoat. Dying. And I had a wig and an enormous petticoat. And I used to, it was like first day of summer was, has Allison fainted yet? Is it summer? Oh, Allison's dead. So she's out, out cold. And I mean, salt caps under the tongue.
Oh
the
my gosh.
And that's being revived by medics. It was horrible. This is really, really, really hot. And when I watch shows with actors in 1700s or 1800s costumes on location, I'm like, I feel your pain. I know.
Yeah.
Well, I have to say, my wife was a kid in the 70s, and she lived in those sort of little house type dresses that all of the kids would get right back then. She did all these pictures of her with the with all of the little
Laura dresses were comfortable. Mm, yeah. Nelly dresses were not.
Right.
And Melissa's selling that stuff now. You know, I'm giving her a plug. Melissa Gilbert has a company now called Modern Prairie. Mm-hmm. And you can buy, like, bakeware and pie carriers and all kinds of crazy stuff. But she does have a couple of dresses that are sort of quasi-modern versions of Laura Prairie dresses.
Hmm.
And she's, nice. Selling, she's selling them.
They're Christmas is coming, Matt.
Oh, yeah. Coffee mugs and whatnot and pot holders and things. And there is, she did do a big fancy pie pan, a ceramic thing that says, you know, Little House 50th anniversary. She did do that. So.
Oh, that's cool. I'll have to look that up. Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm going to have to get dinner and go shopping now.
It's like a lifestyle brand. It's like
right.
Gwyneth Paltrow's Goop for middle-aged women. I mean, she has the whole lifestyle thing. She's like Oprah of the Prairie. She has like, they have a whole
Oprah of the Prairie. I want to see that show. Yeah.
Amazing. Well, this has been an absolute delight to have you on, Allison. I love that you did an actual food taste test for us.
Oh, you come up with any other weird combos, call me. That was fun.
Yeah.
Home and I'm like, honey, sriracha and peanut butter. Like, what is happening? Although he likes peanut butter, he does like sriracha. He will eat bananas and jelly and crap. And
right.
He might eat this. All right. Well, I have to pack. I'm heading out. I'm going to New Jersey in the morning. There's an autograph show on Sunday, and then on Monday morning I leave for Ireland, and I'm there for 2 weeks. Nice. I'm speaking about nostalgia and its use in social media, shockaroo, in both Belfast and in Dublin at 2 different events on social media. And of course, like why a TV show set in the 1800s that was shot 50 years ago is a smash on like TikTok right. and Instagram now. So,
wow. Yeah.
That's interesting. Amazing. Awesome.
Well, safe travels and have fun. And thank you for being here. This was a treat.
Oh, this was lovely. Yes, anytime and any other stuff you want to like, see if Mikey likes it to see if I like
it. Hi, Order Up listeners. This is Mary Kennedy of Order Up. And I'm with my son, who's 16 years old, who is going to tell us what he thinks about peanut butter. Nick, is peanut butter a liquid or a solid?
I think peanut butter is a liquid because it's squishy like Jell-O.
But the Jell-O is a solid, Nick. So that doesn't really make any sense.
Yes, it does.
How does that make sense?
You have to use your mind.
Order Up is hosted and produced by Matt Ardill,
Mary Kennedy,
Larry Hayne,
Kelly Zemeckis.
And original music is by Rebecca McDonald.